Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tempted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down 2¾ cents at 336. November beans down 5¼ cents at 894¼. And September wheat up a penny at 497¾. Currently, we've got the dollar on its lows, down 27 ticks, right at 93.04. I'd like to see close there under 93 cents today. The metals are sharply lower, gold down 10, silver down 90 cents an ounce. We did sell another 125,000 metric tons of beans to China. I think that's the sixth or seventh day in a row we've seen some export sales to China. That's pretty impressive. Egypt did buy 425,000 metric tons of Russian wheat. We knew the Russian wheat was the cheapest. We just didn't know how much they would buy. They bought 425. I would have thought that would have put some pressure on the wheat overnight. We were lower most of the night and then rallied about 4 cents to close up a penny of the day. We have the Chinese meeting tomorrow. Hopefully there's no glitches there and that the Chinese want to comply with phase one and everybody's going to be hunky-dory and we can hopefully move higher out here. The Chinese have found some COVID in shipments of Brazilian beans. They've stopped any Brazilian beans from coming into ports. The beans are apparently sitting around the Philippines. But if they start taking a close look at this COVID issue with beans out of Brazil, the U.S. could certainly pick up some more business there. We've got the funds still heavily short corn, 170,000, 175,000 contracts. I have every reason to think that we can move this corn market higher. We've held that low at 320. If we could close over 340 today, I think that'd be a very positive sign. Beans, funds are a little bit long on the beans. Plenty of room for more buying to the upside in here. And, you know, with what's happening in China, I think we can move this thing higher. So they always say good bull markets open lower and close higher. I think we'll open at 2 to 3, 4 cents lower in the beans. 2 to 3 lower in the corn, but hopefully those will hold in the first few minutes, and then we can see some kind of rally here by the end of the day. We know that the Chinese are looking for more soy oil out here. One of the reasons the soy oil has been so strong. We broke yesterday on news that the Argentinians had cancellations from India, and that set Argentinian prices, bean oil prices, lower, but the Chinese still want to buy some oil out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.